Perkin's Ghost, written by L.M. Wasselsu and narrated by Jack Winters. Chapter 1. Scarlett O'Toole gripped her pen tightly between her fingers, feverishly editing the last scene of her play. Again. Rehearsals had started 3 weeks before, and much to the dismay of the cast, she had already rewritten the last scene twice. Ever since she could recall, her most passionate ambition was that she would one day write a successful play. Now, little more than a day before the opening of the show, she was struggling for a satisfactory ending to it. She had, just that morning, moved her laptop to Perkin's desk at the back of the stage, in an attempt to find the right denouement, thinking that she would get it right if she was on the set and could feel it happening. Scarlett was born and raised in Liverpool, Nova Scotia, as were her parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents before them. At the age of 33, engaged to be married to Mark Cobb, she lived in the family home on Main Street, near where the road curved at the old lighthouse. Every day she walked past Perkin's house, now a museum, to get to the Astor Theatre, or wherever else she was going. She often thought about what life would have been like when the privateers ruled the town and controlled the nearby ocean, and at times imagined living in the rough and booming town back then. She wondered if life would have been a lot more exciting in the old days than it was at present. Liverpool had evolved over the decades from a bustling town of early settlers to become a sleepy hollow that drew retirees like a magnet. Since she had been a child, she had always felt at home in the theatre. She loved to be on the stage, to say the lines or sing the songs. She adored taking on the persona of a stranger. She smiled as she thought of the dozens of roles that she had played from middle school to adulthood. Theatre was in her blood. She came by it honestly, having inherited it from her grandmother, who had also once been an actor at the Astor Theatre. Her father had been a stage director, and her aunt, Alexis, had held many roles in her lifetime. Scarlett was particularly pleased that Aunt Alexis was going to play the role of Elizabeth, Simeon Perkins' wife, in her play Perkins' Ghost. It was more than 2 years since she had written the very first words of the play, and, once she'd got started, it had poured out of her effortlessly. Since then she had dedicated hours, weeks, months, and now years to shaping the story to fulfil her dream to become a playwright. She had always been a stickler for details, and was one who liked things done exactly right. One of the really cool ideas that she had used to promote her play, in the old-fashioned way, was to have paperboys standing on the street corners, dressed in the period costume of 1812, including their Scottish bonnet, waistcoat, cut-off pants and tall socks. It added authenticity to the period of the play, and a nice twist to the upcoming weekend's annual Privateer Day celebrations. She could hear their young voices, even now, carried on the warm summer breeze, down the street and through the open side door, and into the theatre. In her mind, she could see the boys where they stood, yelling to the passers-by,
"Extra, extra, extra! Read all about it! Perkin's Ghost has come into Liverpool! Get your tickets now at the Astor Theatre."
Similarly dressed youths were on preselected street corners in some of the other larger towns situated along the South Shore. Scarlett hoped that they, together with all the other publicity, would entice folks to come to town for the performances. The boys' chants filled the air, echoing between Liverpool's Victorian buildings and along the narrow streets. Scarlett was enjoying every moment, although she felt nervous as opening night grew closer. Liverpool had been going through an economic slump, and that was what had inspired her to create a play, hoping that it would put Liverpool on the map, in the way that Anne of Green Gables had done for Prince Edward Island. Tourism wasn't what it used to be, either. Now, most people in the Northern Hemisphere saved for a winter holiday on a sandy beach, with little umbrellas propped into their ice-filled drinks, not knowing or caring if it was Mexico, Jamaica, or Florida, just so long as it took the chill from their bones. Gone were the days when families loaded up the car with the kids and the dog and stayed in beachside cottages. There were still some of those tourists, but they were few and far between.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?